coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, I'm Norm Borg as we continue to take a look at our Rising Stars category for this year's O'Brien Awards. We had Tyler Borth on earlier. Today his number one competitor, Nick Gallucci, is with us and he joins us today on Trot Radio. Nick, welcome.
Hey, thank you very much for the call.
Listen, let's get to know a little bit more about you. How did you get started in harness racing? Was it a family thing? How did it all start?
Yeah, it started when I was a kid. My grandfather, John Holm, he actually passed away last October, but he used to have kind of a hobby farm. He used to breed, raise, and race standardbreds. And I used to go there when I was a kid. And, you know, I guess I jogged my first horse. I was probably 10 or 11.
Was that the kind of experience that made you want to become a trainer?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was more or less, I think, winning the race with the horses that made me, I like the action, I want to compete, and it was really fun when you get the winner race.
Well, how many horses do you have in your barn right now?
Right now I got 7, but it fluctuates. I like to have anywhere from 10 to 12. I'm trying to get more quality horses.
Sure. What ages are they mostly? What kind of age are you looking for?
Varies. Right now, I'm not really involved with the yearlings and the babies too much right now. But you know, eventually down the road, I think it's steps you got to take to get there. You know, I've had a couple babies here or there, and I actually won my first race of the 2-year-old last year, Justice Department. But hopefully, we'll build on that and get some good ones down the road. You know,
Nick, what do you look for in a horse that you're thinking about claiming or buying? What do you look for most?
I'm different. A lot of people just look at lines, look at speed, look at all that. I like to go there and, you know, I look at all those things as well, but I have to like the individual horse for me to buy. I really like to watch them warm up and make sure they're sound, and you know, they gotta have a particular gait for me to like a horse.
Well, a sound gait always helps. What about temperament?
Funny you say that. I usually have the best success with the more hotter horses. Doesn't really matter to me what kind of attitude they have, but you know, the hot ones I seem to get along with really good too.
Well, you're a lucky man. What do you What do you like most about training horses?
Winning. You know, I really like to win races. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work to get them in the races, and I try to cover all my bases before I bring them to track, and it's just a nice feeling when everything comes together and you get the win, you know?
Yeah. Your 2014 season did not give you a career year for purses, but you did set a new personal best for wins with 32 and less starts than 2013. So would you consider 2014 a better year?
Overall, I'd say it was, because you know, I had a little bit better quality horses, and I at one time in 2013 I think up to 15 horses, and it's just too much to stay on top of, you know, like for me personally, because I'm just, you know, I kind of just went out on my own, and I got all these horses like sent in my direction, which I don't have a problem with. It was just hard to stay on top of everything all at once, you know. And my numbers, they took a hit there. I think it kind of started going downhill in the middle of summer, and I never really bounced back until the start of this year. And you know, or last year, sorry, 2014. And you know, I just try to keep the ball rolling all year.
What are your goals for 2015?
It's hard to say. Hopefully I can get some, you know, better quality horses. Make some more money, like you said. My purse earnings weren't the same, but I just like to have better quality than quantity, you know.
Yeah, well, you pointed that out, how when you have more quantity than quality, it takes a hit on your bottom line. Something that perhaps a lot of people don't know is that at the tender age of 21, you were tied for 9th in the 2008 Trot National Handicapping Championship. Tell us about how you qualified for that.
It's funny you guys recognize seeing that. I entered one of the online contests where you had to pick out 10 yearlings from the Canadian Open sale, and whoever had the highest 10 price yearlings made it. And even from when I was a kid, I used to really enjoy looking at breedings and pedigrees, and you know, I'd memorize all the sires and all their stud fees and all that, and I'd like to think that I could crisscross, you know, find the best mating, or however you go, the best breeding situation for any given mare to a stallion. And it was just more like a thing I just thought I'd try out, and you know, I got lucky and I won.
Well, you know something about horse playing, so I guess this leads me to my next question. As a horse player, and there's nothing wrong with that, goodness knows, what do you think harness racing can or should do, first and foremost, to make itself more customer friendly?
That's a really good question, and I've heard a lot of people, a lot of people have brought it up, in my area, and people got to start seeing more value in their money, the money they're investing. They got to be able to turn it over faster, and it's a long wait, I find, for a lot of people in between races. Thoroughbreds is understandable. They gotta, there's a lot more to look at. They gotta look at distance. They gotta look at, what type of surface they're running on. And I understand why it's 25 to 30 minutes of race in between for thoroughbreds. But I feel like the standardbred industry, like the people, they'd rather turn the money over faster, shorter distances in between races. And I really like that, the jackpot bet that they have now. I'm not saying I play it myself, but I just feel like it's going to bring a lot of people to the races that wouldn't normally come. I feel like bigger pool sizes, and we got to be able to advertise that and let the, not every horse player, people outside of the horse playing industry, for them to be able to recognize that there's this kind of money up for grabs, I think it would draw more people in.
Yeah, well, nothing attracts money like money, that's for sure. And with that, I just want to say thanks so much for doing this, Nick, and we wish you the best of luck at the O'Brien Awards and in 2015.
Yeah, I feel like I already won. I'm already a nominee. I was really surprised when I seen my name there. So it's already, it's a good start to 2015 already, I'd say.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Mark.